The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 51 new COVID-19 cases since Friday, October 8. Included in the new cases reported on Tuesday, October 12, are 30 unvaccinated individuals, 1 partially vaccinated people, and 20 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Collingwood, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Clearview, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 1 person between 45 and 64. The case is linked to close contact. Barry, 18, 8 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, 4 people between 45 and 64 years old, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 5 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link. The rest are still under investigation. Bradford, 7, 5 youth under 18 years old and 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. 3 cases are from close contact while the remaining cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 2, 1 person between the ages of 18 and 34 and 1 person between 35 and 44 years of age. Both cases are still under investigation. Midland, 1 person between 45 and 64. The case is still under investigation. Orillia, 4, 2 youth under the age of 18 and 2 people between the ages of 35 and 44. One of the youth cases is outbreak related. The remaining 3 cases are still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34, 1 person between 35 and 44 and 1 person between 45 and 64. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 2, 1 person between the ages of 18 and 34 and 1 between the ages of 45 and 64. 1 case enlisted as having been community acquired. The other is still under investigation. Tay, 1 person between the ages of 65 and 79. The case is under investigation. Tiny, 1 person between the ages of 45 and 64. The case is under investigation. There are currently 158 active cases in the region. 8 people from Simcoe County, and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,698 cases of COVID-19 with 13,278 of those cases recovered and 262 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 70.9% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 75.3% have had at least 1 dose of a vaccine. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 12. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Aj Tosarantio 223-219, 2 October 8, 1,882 64.4%, Barry 4,518-4, 340,124 the 4th of October 11,945 80.8%, Bradford WG 2,239 2,176 38 the 1st of October 11,529 78.2%, Clearview 146 139 5 October 10th 971 73.8%, Collingwood 275 268 3 October 9th 1,115 89.3%, ESA 554, 544, 5, 2 October 7, 2298 83.3% Innisfil 1338 1307 The 19th of October 10 3245 74% Midland 219-212-6 October 9 1196 84.2% New Tecumseth 1651 1614 The 18th of October 7 3899 77.3% Aurelia 366 347 8 October 9 1083 87.6% Oro Medant 250,240 The 5th of October 11 1071 91.8% Penetanguishene 211,202 The 8th of September 32,189 87.1% Remara 127,125 The 1st of September 25 1215 67.6% Severn 92.88 3 October 5 6 13 62.9% Springwater 314,309 The 2nd of October 11 1465 88% Tay 133,129 3 October 9 1186 87% Tiny 145,142 The 2nd of October 11 1080 74.7% Wasaga Beach 309,302,5 1 October 7, 1303 82.3% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.